Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to weigh in, 52 countries, several affiliates across the United States of America listening in. And that's just outside of the Internet.
That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. Okay, now here's the deal, folks. Yesterday I shared some of this information with you. And I love to go over topics twice, because that way it falls in. And you kind of like till the soil, plant the seed kind of a deal. And Martin Luther King Jr. rightly said that we were not to judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. Now, what we're seeing is that some folks are judging only by the color of the skin, and the content of the character has nothing to do with anything. And so here we are today. We have race baiters Jesse Jackson, who, by the way, is calling for boycott in Florida. And the only thing he's actually doing is helping hotels and Disney World and such in Florida. Because the more he says to go ahead and boycott Florida, the more people are going to line up and jump on an airplane and fly out to Florida because they want to hang out and get on a ride.
Yep. I remember when the mayor of St. Paul tried to do that to Arizona because of Arizona's immigration.
You know, how'd that work out?
Reform?
Yeah. Yeah, what about Al Sharpton? You know, that guy that hangs out with Barack Hussein Obama trying to divide the American people through racism. I shared yesterday, friends, that Trotsky had come up with the name racism or racist back in the 30s. Trotsky was actually a regime member of Stalin. He worked in Stalin's regime. He was a communist, and they used totalitarian methods in their propaganda. And the way that they would basically browbeat dissenters would call them, they would call them racists. And so when you're hearing the word racist, you have to understand it's a method of totalitarianism. And you're actually seeing who the real racists are today and who is actually perpetuating division through a lack of law, not through the enforcement of law.
Can I ask a question to that?
Yes.
So Trotsky, you said, came up with racism.
Yep.
And what was his – who was he classifying in his race?
I have no idea at that time, but we know totalitarianism actually comes from that same sort of regime. What you do is you accuse your political opponents of a crime that you yourself perpetuated.
Yep.
Look at back in the 30s, even with Hitler.
Uh-huh.
Hitler attacked his own Reichstag, and then who did he blame? The Poles.
Yep.
And so what they do is they create, what did his brown shirts do? They would go up there and create the crime, and Hitler would stand back, and he'd get on his platform, his bully pulpit, and then he'd tell them that we need to bring in more enforcement, only to expand government and to belittle and to weaken the strength of the people in Germany, and when in fact there was 80 million people back in the day.
And this is exactly,
and they fell for it.
And it's exactly what's happened with the gun control.
Well, that's what this is all about. What did Barack Hussein Obama?
That's right.
What did he just say after the verdict came out that Zimmerman was exonerated? He said, "Well, just help us with gun control." In other words, just help us steal away the rights of the American people.
That's right. That's right. Just do okay. You got that. Just do this now for us.
Forget about Chicago.
Forget about
over the last week. Mm-hmm. There's been 7 murders, and by the way, all 7 of them just happen to be black people by gun violence, mm-hmm. killing their own.
Yeah.
Let's not address that issue.
No.
In these particular cases, it's also interesting to note that the people that are doing the killing are not abiding by the laws in the first place. But that's never talked about neither.
I say we just let them lead by example. So when Feinstein herself comes up and says we want to take it away.
Amazingly, she's still there, Dick. Yeah.
She wants to come take away those gun rights. Why doesn't she take the pistol out of her purse or on her? She's packing somewhere. We know that.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she take that out, lay it on the counter and say, I'm no longer going to do this because I believe it's unethical. It's immoral.
Yeah. Same thing.
Of course she won't.
Same thing with Bloomberg. Same thing with Roseanne Barr or whatever her name was.
Secret Service.
I'm sorry, Roseanne Donnell.
Different Roseanne.
Same difference.
Same Rosie.
Couple pounds. That's about
it. That's right. Well, what did Rosie O'Donnell Barr made that statement about Trayvon? Something like, Oh, she made just a vile statement about Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman. Something about Zimmerman dying or something like that. But yeah, same mindset, same mental sickness.
And they always fall into the hole that they themselves dig. They do it without fail. People just need to read the Word of God to identify this kind of stuff. So let's go over to CNN's Piers Morgan really quick, and let's listen to what did you hear this yesterday?
Yeah.
Jesse Lee Peterson, by the way, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, had to say to Piers Morgan with CNN.
Reverend Peterson, if I may, you said some pretty contentious things about all this. What is your view about the verdict?
Well, first, this case was not about race at all. And what happened, you have the race hustlers and poverty pimps like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and others who turned it into a race issue in order to gain power and wealth. And you also have Barack Obama jumping into it by saying that if he had a son, he would look just like Trayvon Martin. And I thought that was insane for him to make that type of comment. He only did that because he wanted to incite the anger of black Americans and others.
Listen carefully, friends.
This case is about overturning stand your ground laws and also about more gun control law, getting more gun control law passed. And it's about Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, NAACP and others using black Americans by dividing the races, intimidating white people in order to gather more power or get more power and wealth.
Okay, well,
that's exactly right.
Could have said anything
better. Divide and conquer. It came from a black man, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson.
Somebody who actually reads the Bible and applies the truths in the Bible.
Right.
Doesn't use the Bible.
He's colorblind. He understands that all nations are one blood.
That's right.
Okay. What about MSNBC's Chris, it's a terrible place to be in someone else's head, Matthews, when he apologizes on the behalf of guess who?
Yeah.
Check this out, friends.
We got to continue this conversation, gentlemen, privately or on television. I mean, a lot of people out there. I'll just tell you one thing, and I'm speaking now for all white people, but especially people who have tried to change the last 50 or 60 years. And a lot of them have really tried to change. And I'm sorry for this stuff. That's all I'm saying. Val Nicklaus, thank you.
Oh, man. He sounded like he's trying to be a black man or something. I'm sorry for this stuff.
I'm really sorry about
it. I'm sorry for this stuff, said Chrissy.
Is he sorry about his show even being on the air?
I don't know. He's probably trying to figure out how he got it. He's saying this is a miracle.
He must think he's something.
He must.
I mean, like it's his birthday or something.
Like it's his birthday, yeah.
Man,
he got that smile on his face
birthday.
All the time. Yeah, yeah. That's something. He's a big man. Remember when we were in Florida?
I do, yeah.
And MSNBC had, what, 5-10 people around?
Yeah, yeah. Lots of cameras.
There was a lot of cameras. There was about 100, 200 people there just all hanging out. And when he got up, it was like, whoa, he's a pretty big dude.
He's tall.
Yes, he was. And so anyways, that guy's a piece of work, though.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any rationale with these people whatsoever?
No, they look for truth and they twist it. Just like the man who was saying to Piers Morgan, look, they find an issue to back their own issue and twist it however they can just to back their issue.
Yeah. So when we come back, we're going to listen to President Barack Hussein Obama say, you know what? That could have been me 35 years ago.
Ooh.
What do you think of that? Do we want to take calls on that one, Jake? 1-877-807-9977. Keep it tame, guys. 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to ask you if you can spell the word shop out loud for me.
S-H-O-P.
Okay, what do you do when you come to a green light?
Stop.
Luann.
Oh, man.
Okay, is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You
are making this fun, Luann.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Welcome back. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Who supports this administration anyways? Now, right before the break, I said we're going to listen to Barack Hussein Obama say that this could have been me 35 years ago. Well, what are your thoughts on that? What say you, Jake? Or do you not want to air this?
Well, I think if that's a very telling statement. That could have been me 35 years ago. We know that this young man was smoking dope. Apparently,
he's a thug.
Obama smoked dope.
Yeah, drug dealer.
I don't think Obama was ever a thug, and I don't think he has any tattoos. So I think to make that correlation.
I think he wants to be a thug, though. That's why he hangs around these hard guys.
The problem is he's raised by a white mother.
Yes.
So how could he be a thug?
Yeah.
Let me say this. There's plenty of thugs that are white, too. Don't get me wrong. But the white mother that he was raised by definitely would have taught him how to be a thug.
The union bosses. I mean, they're white.
They're thugs.
They're just as
They are
corrupt.
Thugging.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, yeah.
Yeah.
If you look at some of the biggest thugs in the world, they're white.
Yep.
They're straight white. But going back to that, if he's 35 years ago and he wants to be like Trayvon Martin, I think
Trevane
he's telling on himself.
Too. I like that, Trevane.
Trevane.
Yeah.
Like a weather vane. I think he's telling on himself.
I think he is, too. I got a rap coming on.
This is how he wants
we'll
to be.
Just kind of avoid that right now.
I'd actually like it.
Okay.
It might go good. Mix it up a little.
The only reason Barack Hussein Obama had actually brought up the fact that...
Why would he say something like that?
Oh, because it's politically an interest for politics, and who has been contriving this thing since day one? Who's been steering this whole case since day one?
Yeah.
Him and his attorney general.
That's right.
Okay, so anyways, let's listen out of Saul Alinsky's student's mouth. Let him say it for himself. That way, we didn't say anything he didn't say. Go ahead.
When Trayvon Martin was first shot, I said that this could have been my son.
My son.
Another way of saying that is Trayvon Martin could have been me 35 years ago. And when you think about why, in the African-American community at least, there's a lot of pain around what happened here.
Okay, so what is he doing?
I think it's important
to
recognize
friends.
That... the African American community is looking at this issue through
African American
experiences,
not the white guys. Not the white folks that are ruled by law.
He's looking it through like the preacher.
Not the black people that are ruled by law.
Right. One law. He's looking at it through like the black preacher said the other day. He's looking at it through black eyes.
Yeah.
So you're not going to see anything in this because you're black.
Yeah.
So therefore, I'm black. I could be like a Trayvon Martin. I mean, that's one of the stupidest things that I think he could have said, because if he was like a Trayvon Martin, this kid was up to no good.
If he was stupid in what he said, he knows exactly what he's trying to do.
Doing.
They want the L.A. riots across the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't Sharpton calling for 100 city protest march?
100. And Sharpton's calling for it.
Isn't that interesting? When MLK was killed, how many cities went up in Hebel? Uproar. 100 cities. So everything they're doing, they're literally mocking the MLK.
That's right.
Well, and by the way, nobody would have stood against this president more than MLK Jr., just for those that didn't know. And for those that have bad things to say about MLK Jr., you might want to do your homework and find out who actually who was attacking his ministry 24/7. It was J. Edgar Hoover, the founder of the FBI. Yep. I didn't know that was his job. But in saying that, let's get back to this. So Barack Hussein Obama is the greatest advocate to Planned Parenthood, which is aimed at the eradication of the black population and the Hispanic population. But now he's playing up to the black population that doesn't know their right hand from their left hand, hoping that they're going to believe him as to what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the final word.
There's a lot of pain in the black communities right now.
Maybe Trayvon Martin didn't have any white friends then, Jake.
Probably not.
Well, and if he didn't, then I got black friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got Hispanic friends.
They're called human beings.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But why do they keep playing this race card? Because they know exactly what they're trying to do.
Yep.
They are trying to create domestic insurrection. But the question is, who is supporting this administration? Hey, to the black communities, again, just forget that he's being used in an attempt to eradicate the black race. Now, I didn't say that. Margaret Sanger said that.
That's right.
The founder of Planned Parenthood. Don't forget, folks, facts are stubborn things.
Yeah,
and when
no
you figure this
one.
Stuff out, you're going to call him out for what he is.
There's no way around that one.
But the question is, who supports Barack Hussein Obama's administration? Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Who's the enemy, friends? Well, I can tell you, the DHS already told you. Yeah. I mean,
no mistake. They didn't miss their words.
No, they didn't.
They didn't at all.
They didn't backtrack. They didn't pull away from it. No, they stood to them. As the amnesty debate rages on, listen to how I'm going to bring this into correlation. One has to ask, why is it so important to this criminal administration to give a license to illegals to come into America? I'm asking you the question, friends, who supports this administration anyways? Well, most Americans are under the delusion that people favor this administration. The real question is, who exactly supports Barack Hussein Obama? So let's go down memory lane and recollect just who, so you've been told, gives him all of this support.
Mm-hmm.
Food for thought.
Yep. Where's it coming from?
You ready for this? If you remember correctly, CNN's president resigned last year due to the low viewership that it received. And maybe this will shed some light as to why he resigned. Amber Lyon, former news anchor for CNN, said she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network. Amber Lyon, former CNN news anchor, said CNN is paid by U.S. and foreign governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. She also stated that the Obama administration pays for CNN's content. The New York Times actually blurted out the truth in their confusion, and to their credit, might I add, that all information coming out of the administration, the Obama administration that is first vetted by that administration. That's illegal, friends. Or what about MSNBC? And I'm sorry that I even have to bring this into the equation, but their slogan during the election campaign happened to be Lean Forward, which is directly derived from the communist playbook. And MSNBC parades people like radical lesbian Rachel Maddow, the shameful uncivil rights wannabe leader Al Sharpton, and Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews. You just heard him a couple minutes ago.
I'm really sorry about that.
MSNBC's ratings can't get any lower than a snake's belly, and that is just where they happen to be right now. These outlets are the ones that are attempting to remind those who do not have enough common sense to know right from wrong that Barack Hussein Obama has the support of the majority of the American people. Folks, nothing could be further from the truth. Or don't you remember that in 2010, the elections, that 63 Democratic representatives were kicked out onto the streets? No longer were they to represent the American people. But I bet you forgot about that. I said Democratic representatives. Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena, and he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets? Yes, you heard me right, friends. Do you remember when it was reported in Milwaukee that people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see President Barack Hussein Obama, when in fact, friends, there was only 5,000 seats available? You've been lied to, friends.
That's common core.
Do you remember that 70% of Obama's Twitter followers were found out to be fake accounts? In other words, created out of thin air. Friends, the question is, who supports this administration? Or don't you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't even get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama and his reelection campaign? Did you forget about that? Or did you forget that during the re-election inauguration, there weren't even enough people in Washington, D.C. to fill up the hotel rooms? Huh. And of course, you surely haven't forgotten the massive voter fraud that took place in the United States in the last election. Who doesn't know that, right, friends? Remember what communist dictator Joseph Stalin said? Those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. Of course. But what about all those black supporters? Bradley, let's talk about those black supporters. Don't you remember that 7 in 10 black voters supported Prop 8 in the marriage decision? In other words, marriages between a man and a woman? 7 in 10 black voters were against the President of the United States. How do you suppose that is as well? Concerning the abortion issue to the black communities finding out what Barack Hussein is really about. That's pretty amazing. And even the Hispanic population's finding out that he is advocating their eradication. I mean, he's blaming everybody but himself, and he's the devil in disguise. But his disguise, remember the most transparent presidency?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's really transparent, friends. Just read the Word of God. You'll see right through him. Always have, always will. Got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Come right back. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Friends, you're being duped. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Saul Alinsky tactics being used by this administration. Asking you the question, friends, who supports this administration anyways?
I found that Roseanne Barr tweet on this particular topic.
Okay.
With Zimmerman. She said, too bad Trayvon was unarmed, or GZ would be the dead one. Arm all teenagers! Exclamation point.
Hmm.
This is all division. Just ties right in with this other thing.
Well, there's no rule to life with some of these people, right?
No, only the rules that they themselves want to create, but then you have to abide by those standards. But just like you said right. It at the end of the segment, read the Bible.
That's right.
Read the Bible.
What you're hearing from this administration is do as I say, but don't do as I do.
For sure.
Yeah. Unless it really advances their agenda, right? So I asked the question right before the break, who supports this administration? And then I brought you over to, but what about all those black supporters? Well, let's talk about those black supporters for a minute. Don't you remember that 7 in 10 black voters supported the Prop 8 marriage decision? In other words, they stood against the homosexual agenda coming through this administration. And folks, the black population is awakening to the fact that Barack Hussein Obama is Planned Parenthood's greatest advocate. And so again, who supports Barack Hussein Obama? I can tell you, the homosexuals who make up less than 1.7% of the population do. The very ones who are busy or actually being used as a political battering ram only to make way for Sharia law, yet they just haven't realized it yet. Planned Parenthood supports him only to be used as a political battering ram to eradicate human life under the guise of choice, which in truth is population control. See, we've already allowed 57 million babies to be aborted. That's equivalent to 18 states. So, in effect, Obama's support only comes from those who are at war with our constitutional republic and those who are at war with God who gave us our rights to establish our constitutional republic. Exodus 18:21. So, within the United States, Obama enjoys support from the homosexuals, abortionists, and communists. Without the United States, countries like Cuba, Venezuela, China, Russia, and, of course, America's sworn enemy, Muslim Brotherhood, they've expressed their support for Obama as well. But America hasn't. That sounds fishy.
That sounds freaky.
The only thing
propping this administration up is everything that hates us.
Oh, remember what I asked you at the very beginning? So why is this administration have such a great concern for illegal immigrants in other countries? Well, because he needs 30 million illegals so he can stay where he's at. That's why. Again, why are the illegals so important to Obama if he has all that support? That's all I want to ask you, friends. If he has all of the support that you believe he does, why does he want 30 million illegals coming into this country? Because he doesn't have the support. Folks, no wonder why this administration sees fit to lean forward, to open the floodgates to illegal immigration. So does this administration have the support you might think they have? Again, nope, absolutely not. Remember again what Saul Alinsky said, and this ties it in perfectly. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. He does not have the support, friends. So don't be deceived when you have both eyes open.
We have a perfect system in this country that has been set up for us to understand this. There's a democratic process. And I'm talking about the process where the people choose their elected representatives. This column, when I read it, and this is what the lights were that were turned on in my mind, is of course he's going after illegals. Of course that's what he does. I mean, that's what criminals do. Criminals break the law, mm-hmm. And criminals are okay with others breaking the law. But the fact is that this was a vote-getter for 30 million people. So open these doors because they don't have the support. Think about what you just said before. Who does approve of this president?
I don't know.
Nobody in America, but I'm saying externally. You said the Muslim Brotherhood has given him the nod. You know, the nod, wink, wink.
Let's be honest about this. Even where you're told that states support him,
mm-hmm.
How many bumper stickers have you ever seen of this guy?
I've seen
a handful since this man has been in office, probably. I'll go a little high, mm-hmm. And I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I would say less than 10. I mean, I understand what took place in 2008. I get that.
Yeah.
But not after the re-election and coming that which preceded the re-election and what took place during the re-election. Way too much fraud. Mm-hmm. Way everywhere. And I just don't, for the life of me, I don't know that I've ever heard, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know that I've ever heard anybody tell me that they support this president. I don't think I've ever heard anybody tell me they support him.
I've heard people say, I voted for him in 2008.
I've heard that. Yep.
I've heard that. That still will stick to this man. I mean, other than the talking heads that I see on television, we live in a small town. There's a lot of diverse type of thinking here. I never hear anybody volunteer that they really appreciate this man.
No.
I don't think I've seen a road sign in town. I don't think I've seen, or you know, the signs that they put in their yards and whatever. I don't think I've ever seen a bumper sticker.
No, let me go back to 2010. I said that 65 Democratic representatives were kicked out.
Yep.
Did you hear what I said? That means the Democratic people, the liberal people, removed their representatives and replaced them.
That's right.
Because I didn't say the Republicans. I said the Democratic.
Yep. Then all of a sudden you hear about this IRS targeting the conservative groups that are tax deductible, right? Because they're working hard. They're going to get their tax exemption. It's a group of people that are like-minded. They love the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then the IRS comes and says, whoa, we just got our crack handed to us in 2010. What can we do, boys? What things can we put together?
That's right.
And so then they start to social engineer different things, grab their buddies at the IRS, which we found out clearly that it did have to do with direct responses from the top echelon, White House appointed people coming down to target these groups. So it makes it more difficult for them to get the tax deductibility. And of course, that makes it more difficult to get people to donate and kind of polarize support.
So what are they reaping right now? I know there's a lot of lawsuits coming down.
Dude, that's what they do. I just don't understand. It's like, okay, when I read historically speaking, hey, that guy tried that once, but ooh, look at his end.
Yeah.
That guy tried that once, but ooh, look at his end. So you're Garrett, it's kind of like a guy who goes out and decides, well, you know what, I'm sick of working for a living, I'm just going to sell dope. Well, it's only a matter of time before you get whacked.
Right.
And it's the same thing with these leaders. And for you to tolerate that.
The fact of the matter is the dope selling the dope in the first place.
That's right.
Place.
He's selling what he is. Yeah. He's selling it because you are what you. And so if you have that in this country right now, it's only going to go for so long. And guess who has to pick up the pieces?
Yeah.
I mean, when.
Here comes the responsibility message
right.
again.
When,
yes.
when the Germans went out and they attacked the world.
The Germans are
Germany
bad.
Was, they're bad. And the German citizens were okay with that. They went out and attacked, assaulted France, and so on and so forth. And they go out and they create this world war. Then all of a sudden, the world starts fighting back. Well, duh, what do you think is going to happen? You go wave a stick in front of a pit bull, he's going to bite it. So the world comes back and starts bombing Germany. Guess who picked up the bricks off the churches and the houses that were destroyed? Did Hitler? No. Did his military? No. The people had to.
They destroyed. That's all he did was destroy.
The people had to go pick up the mess. And it's no different in America, too.
Yeah.
The people got to pick up the mess.
Well, and here we are. We got Thomas calling from San Francisco. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, I really like your show quite a bit. This is my second time calling in. But I'd like to say I live in a place that has complete, not myself, but complete love for Barack Obama. It's just like it's he can't do any wrong.
And that's absolutely amazing to me. Now, are you the area that you live in, is that happen to be Pelosi's jurisdiction?
Oh, they love Pelosi.
Of course they do.
They love Pelosi.
Yeah.
I have to keep my mouth shut because, they actually dislike, they actually think that people that believe in God are dumb people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is that the place where animals actually outnumber children?
Which, you know, I own an animal, not a child, but that's not a bad thing.
No. What I'm saying here is the priorities in this particular area that you're living. I'm not saying anything against people that don't have children, but what I'm saying is the priorities have become kind of mixed and twisted. It's not really family oriented. It's not Judeo-Christian values. You got Pelosi, you got Feinstein, out of that same area. And of course they can't see anything wrong with Obama because if they did, then they'd have to point the finger back at themselves, right?
I don't get in that deep of subjects because I can't relate in the first place, but I did talk to some of my old friends from the black community, and I was talking about like how I don't trust Jesse Jackson, and they don't trust him either, a lot of them, but they love Obama though.
Yeah.
I think people can see through the Jesse Jackson thing and Al Sharpton. Doesn't that guy look terrible for his age, Al Sharpton?
How old is he? I don't even know how old he is.
I think he's like 140,
isn't he? 57 years old or something, and he looks like he's 90.
Yeah, yeah, at least.
Let me ask you a question. You say they can see through
wrinkly old dog
Jesse Jackson and Al Sharptons. Do you think it's a matter?
I didn't bring up the Al Sharpton thing.
Oh, okay, Jesse Jackson.
I did bring up Jesse Jackson. I don't think he's all that respected.
Do you think it's a matter of time here? And this is what I'm getting at. It's because we always recognize it when it's too late. Jesse Jackson did some respectable things when he marched with Martin Luther King Jr., and then he totally destroyed his image, his reputation. So do you feel the same thing is happening with Obama? Is it going to be too late by the time people turn around and say, hey, you know what? Maybe we're wrong about this guy.
Well, that's another thing. I don't think people can admit when they're wrong. I always admit when I'm wrong, or at least I try to, but I think people are so heavily invested with Barack Obama that...
To their own demise, of course. Thomas, thank you for the call out of San Francisco. Got to take a quick break. Again, thank you very much for the phone call. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, check me out on Facebook, Bradley Dean EE, Bradley Dean EE, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, or check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves.
One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes, and without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays, and are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R Instruments.com.
Yahtzee, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, again, who supports this administration, thank you for your phone call. A friend out in San Francisco, we appreciate that. And, boy, I mean, what do you expect? They embrace him here.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about San Francisco.
Yep.
Pretty weird stuff going on.
It's different.
Down there.
I mean, there's just a different mentality, just in general. I'm not going to overgeneralize, but in general. Wow, that contradicted itself. In general, if you look at the mentality of somebody who lives in the country, we see this in school. It was the country kids, the farmer kids against the city kids when you play ball. These kids come at life from a different perspective. We shouldn't, though, come at America from a different perspective. We have one set of documents. We have one set of laws and rules. The problem is when you get divided out there, so somebody who lives on a farm is going to see life a little bit differently than somebody who lives in a city. And then you transcend that. Now you start to hand out benefits and entitlements to people. I.e. this illegal immigration thing that you're talking about. Well, if the president can stamp them in, well, then all of a sudden they get voting rights. Guess who they're going to vote for? The guy who voted against allowing them to become legal?
That's right.
Or the guy who's going to, obviously.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with entitlements, is the government is not in a position to give out specific welfare.
Oh, that's who he's appealing to.
Exactly.
Is the debase and the lawless.
Yep.
That's exactly who's supporting him. I want to put this into perspective.
He wants to keep them there, too.
Of course he does. Dependent upon him.
Yep.
The voice riot, the word riot means the voice of the unheard. This has been a show and a half, hasn't it? Again, let me say that. The voice. Wow.
Riot.
Oh, my goodness. We need better coffee here or something. Riot is the voice of the unheard. But in this particular case with George Zimmerman being exonerated, it's a good sign that there's still a justice
Amen.
System in America that works, and justice took place in the face of the voice of the herd,
yeah.
The media spin doctors, and a corrupt DOJ. So what you're seeing is it's a good thing that we have good people out there where our justice system is adequate,
and just, and you're seeing this administration, after Zimmerman was exonerated, attack that good justice system. And who's attacking the good justice system? The corrupt justice system.
Right.
Yes.
This is a great point. Zimmerman, in this case, who was he acquitted by? A jury of his peers. These were not government workers.
Mm-hmm.
These were people that made a living off of the Justice Department. These were people that lived to be and were supposed to be protected by the Justice Department, by the judicial system. So this is your fourth branch of government here. The president, obviously, is biased. His DOJ is clearly biased, appointed by him, mind you. Then you have the lawmakers in Congress that have stepped back. Well, actually, well, not the federal Congress, but the state legislatures. They've given us the Stand Your Ground law. Look, if you don't want to get shot, stay out of somebody's business. I don't think banging somebody's head against the concrete constitutes a hug.
Yeah.
A protection of life. Yeah, you can be killed by doing that. That's a different kind of hug. Then number three, you have the judicial system.
Yep.
Now, the judicial system is comprised of judges. That does not include the jury. Now, the jury steps in and says, listen, we understand the hype. We understand nobody has got this guy's back and that justice is going this way.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't sure. I was really, when I got the text at that night that he was acquitted, something in my heart, of course, I'm happy for him, but something in my heart said, thank you, Lord. Because, yes, it shows that this mob doesn't entirely control every facet of what we're doing.
Well, they're trying to act like they're the victims.
Now that's what they have to resort to.
So now, what's interesting, folks, is look who they attack because they're victims.
That's right.
Wait a second.
Innocent.
George didn't commit the crime. No. Trayvon committed the crime. Okay, so you're finding out who the real racists are. But now, folks, they're actually going to the governor of the state of Florida asking him to reopen the case.
Yeah. Trying to force the government. Listen to that.
Same thing would have happened in Wisconsin with George Walker.
That's right.
Scott Walker. Remember that?
Yep.
Same exact scenario.
They're gonna do a recall and then they got spanked. Why?
Yep.
Because the people spoke.
Yep.
The only time we get spanked as the people is when we don't allow our voice to be heard or when our voice is squelched. And that's the same thing here. The jury is the one who acquitted this man. That's where the justice was.
That's exactly right.
And
what I'm trying to say at the beginning of my quote, that riot is the voice of the unheard. Wait a second. The case has been tried. Justice has been brought forth.
The jury has spoke.
So you would think they'd be dancing in the streets, not rioting in the streets, if we were all ruled by law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And here again, we got to keep this in mind, too. The state-run media is going to go after the one or two or five or ten that are in the street, and they'll take a book of matches and throw them out in the middle of the street and dance around it, and they'll say, let us take a couple pictures.
That's right.
Hey, listen, I'll take the pictures. The corporations say, I'll create the war.
That's right. If you look, I saw a report tonight.
Do you like that?
I posted it, the other one. I like that. That was a good
blend.
I did too.
Well, that's really true. That's what they say.
Truth? Hey, truth
take
never
pictures,
changes.
I'll create the war.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you look at the propaganda machines, obviously the mainstream has embraced this to their bosom. They're one with it. But if I look at some of the local news media coverage that's happened on some of these protests, even the local media is upset about this. This particular one woman was just trying to drive her granddaughter to the hospital. I don't know if you saw this video. I posted it on the Facebook. So she's trying to drive around the protest. The protesters started screaming and stopping traffic on this deal. One of the guys who was protesting, the woman said, can you please let me by? I'm trying to get my daughter to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
One of the protesters went and grabbed at her as she had her window down, and they had to go all the way back on the grass. And the newscaster did not spin this as it's a peaceful riot. So I would even say there's a lot of local press that's picking stuff up that are seeing that they've been duped, too.
Yeah.
They've been done in by this, and they know if this gets out of hand, because just like we saw before when even Piers Morgan stepped up and said, well, hold on a second.
Yeah.
First Amendment, that's me. That's my gig.
It's a bad day when you have to make references to Piers being a good guy.
That's true. Well, he agreed with truth for a moment.
Well, he did agree with truth because now he realized that was actually encroaching upon him himself.
And if we would see that in general. If we would understand that from a biblical reference, I'm not saying you come to God because of what you can get from him, but when you realize that God is looking out for your good, God has, through the redemption of his son, Jesus Christ, has looked out for your good, and you continue to war against him, you're not warring against him? I mean, that's like the hammer saying, I'm going to beat you, anvil.
Yeah.
You got to replace the hammer, not the anvil.
That's right.
And when you see that,
it's like the church as well.
That's right.
The hammers replace the anvil,
that's
is not.
Right. That's right. And governments will, you can't overcome God. And when you finally get to that point in your life where you're like, oh, wait a second, I'm not beating on God. I'm actually beating up myself. I'm doing this to myself.
Yep.
And that's where that's the epiphany that Piers Morgan came up with.
Yeah.
And I believe America has come up with, too. And the point that I was making in the very beginning is there's a lot of media sources that are now saying, hold on a second, this is a mob, this is crazy, this is out of hand, this is not helping America, and it's not freedom of press.
And I hope to say that they're turning around and looking at Sugar Daddy as being responsible for trying to create the division in the first place.
That's right.
Can't let a good crisis go to waste, right?
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Old dead
even
fish.
When you have to create it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ooh, that brings us to the Hegel column that you wrote a some time ago. Yeah, where do these crises come from?
It's where Hegelian, Dick.
Well, Hegel is his name.
Yeah,
it's
right,
the Hegelian
right.
dialectic.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But where do these crises come from? Who starts these crises?
The brown shirts do.
Right.
Yep, they go out there, provocateurs, just like they did in the 60s. The FBI would send out provocateurs to disrupt the civil rights movement and the marches.
Yep.
Yeah.
They would infiltrate them. So, folks, what dispels all of this? The solution, of course, you can go back to the Bible. It's the justice that's found in the Bible. That's what dispels all this.
Right.
So whether it's a political regime creating crises so they can bring in the order, then deal with them. Whether it's just a criminal that's doing these things, then deal with it, and then you protect society. You protect the innocent.
Of course. So here we are. So here's the question. Who supports this administration? I'm still trying to figure that one out. Except the people in San Francisco.
That's true. Yeah. That's one area.
I mean, I even know that, you know, a lot of the radicals started turning on this administration once they started to see what it was really about.
Yeah.
See, but I think there were some of the people that were in the radical movement that realized that they were being used to their own demise.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened back in 2010. That's what I'm referencing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we're going now. And I think people, they're just sitting back and thinking this is no big deal as to what's going on over there in Florida right now and all the racial division that Sharpton and Jackson and this president are actually contriving and this administration are contriving. And I think, folks, very much, I think you need to pay attention to this and process in your thought life that, folks, this is dangerous. And here's another thing, and I got to be careful of this because I don't want to play into what they're doing, but look at all the black-on-white crimes being committed right now. Or even in the past. How come we're not talking about that? Because they need, as I've always said on the Sons of Liberty here, they need to be in the victim status. Because when you're in the victim status, guess what? Poor me. And that's exactly where they want to put themselves. You know, if George Zimmerman would have been killed, we would probably wouldn't even be talking about this.
No.
We have another black kid sitting in jail. No big deal, right?
Yep.
Nope.
No, speaking of that, no
what happened to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you?
That's the preacher's job right there.
That's exactly right.
That's
and I
the
thought,
church's
yeah, here we go.
That's
anyways,
the church's
I was just thinking about that again. You know what? Zimmerman was exonerated, but you know what? Now he's running in fear. Brad Thor just came out just recently, which I thought was really good, and he said, you know what? I'll buy him a gun.
Yeah. And then he said, let me be clear. I will buy him any gun he wants and as much ammo as he wants.
I was
wants.
Just going to bring that in. You got all Bradley right. and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. Deeds, not words, said George Washington. We will talk to you on Monday. Again, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, for all the downloads, the videos, and the such. And or be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E.
Webcast is coming soon. Stay tuned.
The IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.